Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is July 9th, 2017. Be here with you for around the next 3 hours. Welcome all the listeners, folks in the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chattango.com, incendiarychat.chattango.com, two different chat rooms. Somebody told me the one guy that used to run the second chat room, Incendiary Chat, passed away. I can't verify that. He was in another country. I just can't get into the chat rooms right now. These days, it's too chaotic for me to even try to put a show together and to try to watch a chat room on top of it. But welcome to everybody in there. Some of you folks hit me with emails and so forth. So welcome, everybody. So I've been doing a lot of digging around today, and you know, this big G20 Trump Putin handshake, of course, depending on where you are on the political spectrum, depending on where you are with thinking all the world's a stage, you know, I was listening to some other hosts and they're like, the whole thing's, you know, theater, and Trump's speech in Poland was just words and he didn't mean any of it. And, you know, and then it goes all the way onto the other side of the spectrum that Trump's trying to save Western civilization. This is great. He sounded, you know, way up there with the best of our leaders we've ever had, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody's got their own little take on this stuff. And I try to look at things in a more practical way and a more long range, kind of like almost in a military battle sort of way. And so I view it as a positive. You know, everything in this world is basically being actuaried out to the minutest detail with algorithms and all of this stuff. And I'm going to try to get into some of this. But we have to realize, like, for those that are completely cynical and they think this is all an act, well, here's the thing. They see the angst and they see the people being tied in knots by the psychological warfare operators and the rest of it. They see people seeing their cultures decimated right before their eyes with this demographic onslaught, this demographic war, you know, controlled by the usual suspects against basically the Western world by just throwing bodies at all of our countries. And, you know, I was watching footage of, and I've got Paul Joseph Watson's video, you know, it's in the queue. The one he's basically ripping on George Clooney, because George Clooney, with his, I guess his wife's Lebanese, Arabic woman. And some people say it or he is a dude, a tranny. You know, there's people out here, you know, some of the listeners like, oh, that Clooney's wife's a dude. And, you know, I'll watch some of the footage and I'll kind of, you know, chuckle. And things are so screwed up right now. People say they've got an eye and they're really good at spotting transgendered type people and the rest of it. And it's fun research to check out, but I try not to spend too much time in that. But anyway, so Clooney's got to leave, I guess, his little cottage or mansion in Britain out in the countryside somewhere. He doesn't feel safe. So he's going to come back to LA where he feels more secure. Now they were showing pictures of Clooney, his mansion over there at Lake Como in Italy. Okay, this $10 million mansion that he had, and he's just like, oh, it's the best place in the world. Well, guess what? It's full of African migrants now, and the place has been destroyed, basically. I really need to get over there to Europe and see this myself firsthand, and I've really, like I've told the audience, it's calling me to get here and try to look at some of this myself and see how bad it is, because there's nothing like being somewhere where you can see it, hear it, smell it, feel it, when you're watching this stuff on our footage and looking at it, it looks horrible, and I get it. And the sense of immediate warning we're getting from many people, you know, in Europe and Canada and Australia and so forth. But there's nothing like being there. And, you know, I'm smack dab in the middle of the geographic, you know, middle of the United States. And it looks like the United Nations here. Hijabs, Somalis, Arabs, you know, Africans, Asians, everything. And so, you know, you go to certain parts of town here, and I'm smack dab in the center of the country, and it's looking like this. I can only imagine New York, Philly, L.A., Miami, and so forth right now. Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, and Chi-Town, of course. I've been there numerous times, and in Chi-Town's a real mess. And we know Rahm Emanuel, you know, this one of the real kingpins of, let's just say, the visible kingpins of the Zio power structure running Chicago right now, with his brother Ezekiel, one of these big architects of Obamacare, and then the other Emmanuel brother, who's like this Hollywood agent type. Now, I've been reading places that Trump is represented by this guy in some form or fashion. It wouldn't be surprising. You know, this thing with Trump and Putin. Now, I was thinking about this, and I wanted to run this by the audience, and we'll open the phones in a little bit. But the lion, and I've talked about this a long time, the lionization of Vladimir Putin here in the last few years in alternative media circles, especially, you know, everybody and their brother on the Putin bandwagon. And I've been on his bandwagon to a certain extent. You know, brother Nathaniel and others have always been on Putin's bandwagon. And some of these other folks in the alt-right, real heavy Putin supporters and so forth. Think about this. Putin, and let's think about his role as maybe a sleeper agent. And I've talked about this probably, I don't even know how long ago, a year and a half. I can't even remember. I wish I had an archivist where I could search my own archives for things that I've talked about. When you do a 3-4 hour show, though, I mean, it's just like you cover so much ground. It's like, hell, you don't know when you said some of this. And I take notes. But hell, when you're doing a radio show, you don't you go by your notes, but you know, you go off into these you know, rants and in different places as you're talking on the air, and then so you don't know where you said this. But it's just like, think about this: Putin as a sleeper agent for the Greater Israel Project on the Eastern Front. Okay, we know the Soviets and the Russians and their struggle, you know, you get into Solzhenitsyn and that sort of the thing, the struggles with Bolshevism and the basically the agents of the organized kind of Jewish mob that pulled the Bolshevik Revolution, the Red Terrors, the NKVD, the Cheka, all these massive killers like Genrikh Yagoda, Lazar Kaganovich, and the list goes on and on. Read Behind Communism by I can't even remember the name. Oh, Frank Britton. And then you could read Dr. Duke's work, The Secret Behind Communism, which is a real piggyback on the Behind Communism. But it goes even further. And, you know, you get into all these books about the Reds and the connection to basically the rabbis and the money changers and this communist manifesto with Marx and Engels and all these characters. Trotsky, of course, and Stalin and all these guys, but with its close relationship with Judaism, Rabbi Stephen Wise and all these people we constantly talk about with communism. And so, you know, there's people out here that are very leery of Putin and think he's still this kind of perestroika deception level communist agent, okay, that he's doing this on the surface. And I've mentioned this numerous times, I'm an old bircher from back in the 90s, John Birch Society, and they've really been Russophobic the entire time. They think this is all a deception, that Russia's playing games. And we've had these defectors, and you can see them on YouTube, Russian defector warns of you know, basically Russia going to stab us in the back right at the right time. What clicked up with the Chinese, and they're gonna hit us. And it really ties in with this North Korea thing. And I got to try to, you know, stay on point and keep up with my train of thought throughout the show. It's hard when you got so many things, especially in today's world right now. It's such a, you know, I was talking to Hooli before the show. You know, him and I were texting back and forth. Hooli's blog.blogspot.com, who's been posting the show forever, you know, over on his blog. And I'll mention Sean down in Australia, TCTA Unleashed.com, WTFR Radio, who's putting the show up a lot lately. And so here's the thing. With this whole thing, with now I was listening to Jones and Roger Stone today for a little bit, okay? And so now Jones today was talking about that this deal, you know, Trump and Putin, a two-hour meeting with Tillerson and Lavrov and this whole thing going back and forth. Now Jones to the alternative media is talking about, oh, now Assad's going to step down and now they're going to have elections. And so, you know, I don't want to see Assad step down. There's no way I would like to see that guy step down right now. I think it would be horrible for the people of Syria for them to lose President Assad. And but this is Jones has been putting this kind of mental virus out today on his show that somehow this deal's been reached. And he's like, we talked about this years ago. Assad's going to move out of the way. Well, who's he going to be replaced by? This is what I want to know. Some hardline Shia that's going to be further in line with Iran, or is he going to be some more or less a Takfiri, Wahhabi, Salafist kind of Saudi puppet type, or an Erdogan puppet? Are they going to break Syria up and then give, you know, Scott Creighton over at willielowman.wordpress.com has been talking about this Condoleezza Rice and Greater Kurdistan project that's been around for 20 years now to create a Kurdistan, and it goes back even further, but so this whole thing with Syria is up in the air. I think if Assad leaves, Syria is going to get busted up, and I'd rather not see that, because when you see these kind of things happen, you don't know what the outcome is. Look at Libya. And so with all of the things about Gaddafi, and people tell me that Gaddafi was horrible, and other people tell you that Gaddafi was great. I'm sitting here in St. Louis. How the hell do I really know what Gaddafi was or whether he was good or not? You can find, just in the alternative media alone, you can find 50 opinions on Gaddafi. But they're usually grouped into two camps. The big one is that Gaddafi was good and kind of socialistic, took care of everybody, you know, and the things like that. Now, there's a camp that also says, oh, Gaddafi was corrupt and he only took care of the people, you know, in his little kind of tribal power structure, and everybody else was screwed. So it's hard to tell. My producer sent me this. I heard the deal was he would step down if there are fair and secure elections by the people. Well, they just had fair and secure elections where he was overwhelmingly voted in. It was probably just a couple of years ago. And I mean, just looking at Assad and looking at his wife and looking at life on the ground there before this all happened, I just have to look at it and say this. There was a real jealousy on the part of the Saudi-Israeli axis there, his geographic locations, the pipeline wars that are raging between these two visions for the pipelines that are going to run through Syria. You've got the Greater Israel Project, which is really front and center on geopolitics in the Middle East because of the money changer control over most of the central banks in the world. Syria and Iran not being a couple of these nations with Rothschild, IMF, World Bank type, Bank of International Settlements, central banks. And so I look at it like this. I think it's horrible. And I think, you know, to see Assad step down, I think it's horrible. And so, but you know, these people that are on Trump's bandwagon 100%, like Jones has been lately, you know, it makes me uncomfortable. Let's see here. So Putin being the sleeper cell of the greater Israel, okay? Now, let me find this video. Oh boy, they get long here. Anyway, I'll get back to that, but I got to get to this article because this kind of, you know, this kind of ties in like this Amaruus thing that I've covered, probably been covering this for well over a year. This vision back in the late 70s, early 80s of some of our elites to create this Amaruus block, okay, to basically communize America enough and then decommunize the Soviet Russians enough to where these two basically blocks can be wedded in a political kind of system to where it would be a super big power block. Now, this is over here on whatdoesitmean.com, and it's notorious for being a kind of disinformation site, but they do, let's just say, connect dots and give you links to articles that you don't find in they kind of collate these articles together to where you can kind of, you don't have to believe their narrative necessarily, but you can just kind of see the tale they weave. Okay, so President Trump and Putin meeting in Hamburg on the sidelines of the G20 reveals that the Federation was presented with an astoundingly highly classified DOD global assessment document dealing how the U.S. is prepared to restore Russian greatness, which the Americans claim is the only path available to stop a global conflict being initiated by a communist Chinese expansion, neither the U.S. nor its Western civilizations allies will allow to occur unchecked. Okay, so basically they're talking about General Mattis, Secretary of Defense, and two senior fellows, Kurt Volker and this Inozemtsev from the Center for Transatlantic Relations. Okay, it basically, this assessment predicts that unless halted by private economic forces, Russia is in perilous danger of having its $75 trillion worth of natural resources, wealth, and that's in Investopedia, greatest in the world, you know, Siberia and all that, looted by an ever-expanding Chinese communist empire rivaled only by the former Soviet Union, unless halted, would very likely see China take over the entirety of Russia's Far Eastern districts by 2050. And it's got a map up where basically China is going to swallow large swaths of Siberia all the way out to, you know, a massive part of it. And you can see this happening elsewhere with the Chinese, okay? They're doing it through basically development and so forth and so on. I hear the music, and we're going to pick this up on the other side. Cindy Erie Radio on RBN.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes. Day or night, duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not alive.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Center for Transatlantic Relations, okay, this Inosimsev titled Russia, the Last Colonial Empire. This is at transatlanticrelations.org, okay? It's a, you know, I guess some sort of think tank here, okay? A couple fellows, Kurt Volker and Vladislav Inosimsev, okay? The report continues. The essence of the DOD's global assessment portrays a grim portrait of what is now occurring in the Far East with the construction of new resource-extracting facilities close to the Russian side of the border, while new sophisticated industrial plants are being built on the Chinese side, and the Americans believe can be halted if Russia establishes ties with Japanese and Korean companies, which they say could act as the biggest investors, with Canadian, American, and even Australian ones who can provide the necessary expertise in the sustainable development of vast resource-rich regions such as Russia has. Now, this really goes to the heart of the matter with Rothschild's pivot to Asia. And remember, what was it, Sidney Shapiro and I think Guy Epstein were kind of in the shadows with Mao and setting up the Cultural Revolution and the communist regime there, with elements of our State Department, these guys that really backed Mao instead of Chiang Kai-shek, this whole thing with our deep state setting up communist regimes, you know, it at the behest of basically the chief communists in the world, which are the international central bankers, okay, central banking, Chinese communist manifesto, hand in glove. So think about this. Let's say, let's flesh this out. If Putin is not a communist, okay, let's flesh out that angle. If he's not a communist and he's been around a while, then you would see why the Rothschilds and the central bankers would pivot to China, the biggest communist country in the world. And you can see how they would freeze Putin out if he's really an Orthodox Christian. He was a sleeper cell for nationalistic Russia, et cetera, et cetera. Now you got to look at the other angle. Did Putin tell the Chinese, yeah, build these things and it's going to be a Sino-Russian, you know, communist utopia, and we're going to beat the crap out of the Americans and so forth and so on. When, like Bibi Netanyahu said, when we're done with the Americans, it can dry up and blow away. And so it really depends on, you know, and I don't look at this kind of central banking monstrosity necessarily as completely monolithic. I think there are some elements that don't want to see the United States dry up and blow away, even in the Jewish community. I don't think they're all completely on the same page. Now, other people believe otherwise. They think it's almost a biological thing that these people act in complete and utter one-mindedness. And I'm not convinced of that yet. I think a large swath of the elites in the Jewish side of the house do favor this kind of global Zio-communism with the big greater Israel, central banking for every single country in the world. We're going to crush it. Multicultural, basically displacement of the European stock to where they can never basically get a foothold to get a hold of the managing the planet ever again. And they're going to use the dog boilers in China and, you know, the ruthless Wahhabi jerks in the Middle East to, you know, be the management system. Chinese kind of communism, brutal cultural revolution, or Islamic, you know, bankster controlled central banking jihad. I think these are their two favorite kind of management systems. And then, you know, people in Britain and Germany and Sweden and the United States and Canada right now are under the thumb of a bunch of these people that think that they're going to get some crumbs off the table, and rather than stand and fight for their genetic heritage and their traditions of their founders of their countries and all these other things. And so this is what we're facing right now. See you guys on the other side. Either way, gave me back my memories for better days, and now I've got a lot to lose.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And there ain't no way to keep my ass in line. Now all that I got left is lots of time. Just take a look and you will plainly see that life ain't all that it's cracked up to be. Sometimes I wonder how I'm still alive, but I do what it takes for me to survive. I got evil thoughts inside, there ain't no doubt, and I know they'll never let me out. In these hallways of the always, that's where I pay my dues, and that's the cost of living hard, and that's the path I choose. My mama used to tell me just what I could have been, but here I am locked in this room again.
All right, where y'all at? Radio. Now, you know, I remember, I don't know remember it was, but I remember talking about this on the air. I was like, the decent ones left in our... on our side of the house, maybe some of the forces, they're trying to basically split the Chinese and the Russians. Okay. I pray that Putin is not just this guy that's, you know, doing this all for a show, and he's got something real evil planned for us. I hope, you know, I hope this guy, you know, is the real deal, because it's so important. And I know a lot of people are very leery of Putin, and they think he's a, you know, sleeper KGB mobster, and he's got it out for us and so forth and so on. And other people, you know, sing his praises all day long, but I just hope that this guy is for real. And as Trump was coming into office, I was like, you know, the person I'm worried about is President Assad and where he sits in the middle of this whole thing right now. And so with Putin being a sleeper cell for the greater Israel, you know, he's got ties with Chabad Lubavitch and so forth. He's on that other side telling Assad, hey, step down, and then something happens and this whole thing goes to pot and then Syria gets broken up. So we got to keep our eyes on this. But back to the Russia-China. Stronger ties between Russia and these Western nations, too, this report says the DOD believes would reduce the global geopolitical risk, as Russia must be aware beware of this Chinese attempt to recolonize what it calls its Siberian colony, as Beijing has already resettled large numbers of its citizens in the region and would settle more if their investments increased, and that many in the Kremlin are already aware of as this geopolitical time bomb nears its point of explosion. And that's on scmp.com. Asia geopolitics, the Chinese-Russian Far East geopolitical time bomb. And so Russia's facing this thing from the east, where basic, you know, they're facing a demographic situation as Europe and all the white Western countries are. But this, theirs is from basically Chinese. We've got here in the United States, this Marxist thug Obama basically opened our borders completely like a sieve. You know, Bush was even letting tons of illegals in. But now Obama, just in his 8 years, he opened up immigration not only to the Latin American world, but to the Muslim world and then the African world, where now we're flooded with people that have no compatibility with our system. And think about this for the plight of the animals in the United States. You've let all these people in here that hate dogs. And we've got tons of dogs in this country. You've let all these people in here that eat cats and dogs. I mean, we've been hearing about this since I was a kid, some of the Chinese restaurants getting busted and the rest of it. But then you let in all these Muslims who a lot of them hate dogs. Now, that not all Muslims hate dogs, but it's even in their religious writings that, you know, the angels won't come in your house if you got a dog living in there, and all kinds of weird, goofy trash that's in this nutty religion. All right. Now, let's get into China and India a bit, because there's been some skirmishes going on with the Chinese and the Indians, and I really wasn't aware of much of this. You can only pay attention to so much at once. Just one example of China's expanding its nation into a global communist empire. Well, I would say more of a mixed communist, basically social operating system with a crony, corporatist, gangsterish financial system, where guys like Jack Ma can become billionaires, and these generals can become multimillionaires and so forth. So there's capitalistic, crony capitalistic activity going on, but the management system is the Orwellian boot on the face. You got to love the state, system to where, or you'll get, you know, taxed. And we're seeing that here. And I'm going to get into the whole CNN doxing of this, threatening to dox this gentleman with the Trump CNN wrestling GIF meme that just went viral and that whole thing. We'll see, this is communism that we're dealing with here, by people having to worry about their identities and so forth. And I've been talking about this for a long time, where you have people that, you know, when you're living in a kind of a gulag sort of a state, you can't say what's on your mind, or you're going to pay the price in your professional life and so forth and so on. And this is, you know, the political correctness, cultural Marxism gone wild, this snowflake generation on steroids, where people can see a bag of trash lying on the floor. I saw this on the internet today, and all these University of Maryland students think it's a noose, and it's just a trash bag. And it's, you know, how people tie these things in knots and so forth. And it triggers like tons of people on the university. Oh my God, this trash bag's tied. It looks like a noose. You know, people are completely mentally ill out here, and they've done a number on every demographic. It's just terrible. Let's see with Chinese and India, where Chinese communist military forces are flooding into the Donglang, a.k.a. Doka La Plateau, at the trijunction of Bhutan, China, and India, threatening India's vital Siliguri Corridor passage to its most northwest provinces, with China's communist warning that India needs to be taught a bitter lesson, and that's in Time magazine. This report, so, you know, it's not very trustworthy, it's Time, but this report explains they are claiming that an 1890 treaty signed between the British Empire and the Imperial China gives it the right to annex this Indian territory, with Chinese troops already having attacked and destroyed Indian army bunkers last week. And that's on ndtv.com, India News. Chinese troops transgressed Sikkim border, destroy bunkers. and China further warning that India will suffer worse losses than in 1962 if it tries to stop them. Okay, and that's on Dunya News TV in English. China, also this report notes, is now flooding the Indian Ocean with warships and submarines in preparation for war. This is in the Hindustan Times. Okay, but whose moves are being retaliated against by India, sending its largest ever war fleet into the region, and who are being joined by Western Pacific Ocean allies. So there's things going on, and it's being called Malabar 2017. It's a war exercise. EconomicTimes.IndiaTimes.com. This report claims India's aircraft carrier INS Vikramaditya battle group has been joined by the U.S. supercarrier USS Nimitz battle group and Japan's helicopter carrier JS Izumo, who are now all confronting these Chinese warships in the Indian Ocean. But with India-China standoff in Donglang getting worse by the hour, could lead to catastrophic consequences. And that you know, this is in Newsweek and India TV News, and so we know the Russians and the Chinese have went at it before. Very interesting with the South China Sea and all these, you know, what was that, the USS Fitzgerald being hit by another ship, all the weird things going on over here. I think things are very, let's just say hot. And I'm not going to continue, but, you know, let's kind of think about this China, Russia, India things going on here. And basically the attempts to split China and Russia apart geopolitically because, you know, if they don't split apart, then maybe, you know, the Russians are playing this basically perestroika deception game. And they're, and you know, Joel Skousen and some of these guys think that the Chinese and the Russians are going to do a first strike on us, and our own elites want it to happen on purpose. Okay. Now, Mr. Producer, get that last clip 22 ready. Steve Quayle was on Jones the other day, and this ties in with North Korea. And basically using North Korea, and I talked about this last week and the week before, using North Korea as kind of a false flag trigger to start a big conflict and at the same time drop our power grid for a significant period of time to implement the dissident extractions, the crank up the outlet malls that are all basically internment camps and processing centers hidden in plain sight. We all know about these closed down big warehouse facilities like Walmarts and so forth. These things, and get into some of these business parks, folks, and drive around some of them. They're eerie because you could have basically torture and mass murder going on in these places and nobody would even know about it because they're so massive of facilities and they're built all over our country. So let's hit clip 22.
So Steve Quayle, you're the guy that first wrote about chemtrails, geoengineering, 20 plus years ago. You're the guy that first wrote about the chimeras outside of literature where they admit it. So let's get into the current state of the world geopolitically and why so much is happening just this last month and where this is going.
Well, Alex, I think it's incredibly timely that we're having this show today because it's on the 17th. Excuse me,
7/7.
We are we're right at the time period. What is it? 7/7/17. And that's a very significant number because I've been on record and with you and the shows we've done over the years as saying there's nothing that's been hidden that isn't going to be made known and revealed. And it's happening in the areas of science. It's happening in the areas of the super soldier program. We've done shows on that. But let's talk about North Korea. North Korea is obviously being given advanced technology. It's being given background nuclear materials, obviously guidance systems, two-stage rocketry. And I want to share this from my background sources and the guys who really know what's going on. They're claiming it was a vertical launch. And the reason the North Koreans put it vertically as opposed in any type of a trajectory or an arched trajectory was so that the skeptics could say, well, they don't have ICBMs. They most certainly do. Most people don't remember the days of the famous Dr. Khan in Pakistan, where literally you could get anything you want and the nuclear weapons delivery guidance systems on the black market if you had the money. So the official club that's achieved nuclear delivery or throw rate capability is way different than those who possess nuclear weapons that may be already strategically placed in the United States. I think the North Koreans are absolutely taking their pot shots, but I also believe that all of the different groups, the terrorist groups, and some that are in possession of nuclear weapons are basically going to detonate something someplace. It will be, in my opinion, a false flag. And because you're in Austin, I would really encourage all those who live in Austin, the special forces community, that obviously you guys have trillion-dollar budgets to put space-based weaponry, and I think it's about time that the good guys in that realm started using it because, you know, we're hearing rockets, counter rocket interceptors, S-400 systems from Russia, this, that, the other thing, hypersonic missiles. But, Alex, there is a realm of weaponry that all those trillions and actually tens of trillions of dollars have disappeared into. And so what I see is basically obviously, people are using North Korea to take their best shot. They're going to test Donald Trump's will and resolve. But again, for those good people in the military, those ones who know on a majestic level what we have access to, space-based weapons platform, High Frontier, Danny Graham's project.
Sure, you're talking about particle beams, radiation weapons that are fifth-generation neutron bombs.
You can stop
bombs.
It there, Mr. We can Producer. But you're getting the... This could cut so many ways with North Korea, okay, just using them as a trigger. They didn't even do anything, but, you know, our own, let's just say, psychopathic elites, it gets too hot in the kitchen with the pedo roundups and everybody getting aware about the nature of pedophilia and the rest of it, and basically the words like deep state being thrown into the common vernacular now. The people that control this thing, they've either got something on their sleeve or they're sweating bullets. They've got something right here to where they're not sweating bullets. They're like, yeah, we're giving these buffoons out here, these dumb Americans, a decent portion of them, the revelation of the method. But it doesn't matter because in 3 months and 6 days and 5 hours or whatever their time, you know, I'm just making that up out of the top of my head. We've already got this next shoe to drop, and they're not going to be able to do anything anyway. I mean, just think about the days leading up to 9/11 with all the elites in on this, knowing on at 9 in the morning on September 11, 2001, that this thing was going operational. All the Mossad operatives, the Amman operatives, the MI6 people, the ISI people, Saudi intelligence, all of our deep state, all these people that were in on it, knowing, hey, shoot, it's September 10th, man. It's going to be a crazy day tomorrow. You know, think about they already know when this next thing's going to happen. But the thing is, when this whole North Korean thing, the rhetoric and so forth, it's building up to this crescendo point where even if North Korea is totally innocuous, doesn't do anything to us, they could be used as the patsy, a whole country to be used as the patsy for the next objective in this drive towards this global management system and then global depopulation and the freaks to have their fun with us on the way to their objectives, you know. And so just wanted to put that out there. We're coming up on another break, but there's so much going on here. I've got Ken O'Keefe's latest. He put out about 6-7 days ago. I think I'm hearing you in the microphone, Mr. Producer. But anyway, Ken O'Keefe put out his latest, and I'm going to try to play that after we get back at the top of the hour. I'm going to play just a couple of minutes of it because Max Eigen and Richie Allen and I think somebody they've been in this fight with Ken O'Keefe about him, let's just say, taking donations in this big, you know, kind of foundation he's got, probably a small foundation, and then spending the money on himself and his girlfriend. So I'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home.
Incendiary Radio on RBN, folks. Remember to support RBN. You know, watching this, and I'm going to get back into the Ken O'Keefe thing after the top of the hour. I'm going to play a few minutes of that. I don't have the time right now. I figured I would use a few minutes here to cover this Antifa G20 Hamburg stuff. And I'm looking at a picture. Now, this is in Jacobin Mag. You know the Jacobins, right? The French Revolution. Jacobin Mag, the lost history of Antifa. And it's got a picture from the 1932 Anti-Fascist Action Conference, okay? So they were around since the 20s, okay? But basically, Lauren Ballhorn, 72 years after triumph over Nazism, we look back to post-war Germany when socialists gave birth to Antifa. The origins of the word Antifa, shorthand for decentralized militant street activism associated with its own aesthetic and subculture, might be murky to most readers. Even in Germany, few know much about the popular forms of anti-fascist resistance that coined the term. And so it's worth a read from the far left perspective of how great, Antifa is, and its long and great history of, you know, being against these evil fascists. And look, everybody's got an opinion about Hitler. Everybody's got an opinion about Franco and Mussolini. I'm not here to get into that right now. I just got a couple minutes before the break. But most people don't even realize how far this Antifa thing goes back. And basically, it's basically a crypto-Jewish communist front, a fifth column in any country that they operate in. It's like a Soros, you know, just using him as the modern kind of, you know, evil genius behind it. But these people, they go back to a long time ago. And you know, everybody wants to, oh, my God, Hitler was so mean to people. Well, you got to realize Germany almost fell to communism, okay? And most of Europe almost fell to communism. United States, if you really look at where we're at now, we're close. This psychological warfare, snowflake creation, trigger warning, white privilege, all this crap. This is building the machine for the red terror that we're going to have to face. And unfortunately, the low IQ, facing the cell phone, easily manipulated by Facebook. I got a Daily Sheeple video to play. Facebook. Resistance is futile. So you always heard it called Facebook, Tracebook. It's Facebook. Resistance is futile. And what the crap they're into, Mark Zuckerberg looks like that kind of android from Star Trek. He looks Data. He looks like that dude, just on a different level. But, you know, and he's got his Chinese wife, and he speaks Manchurian, and that fits really well with molding the world communist model. It's all done for tactical reasons. See you guys on the other side of the break.
I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart, looking for a stone with your name.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.